Hello, I'm Deb Knight, and welcome to the Money News Market Wrap podcast, your daily dose of money movements delivered straight to your device on this Tuesday, March the 19th, 2024. Another slow-moving day of trade was interrupted by the action of a mid-afternoon Reserve Bank decision. The ASX 200 finished the day higher, up 0.4% or 27 points to 7,703 after the Reserve Bank, as expected, left rates on hold. There was strength in the materials, energy and real estate sectors, all up by more than 1%. And while that decision to keep the cash rate on hold was not a surprise, some of the language used by Australia's central bank was. The RBA has been keen to maintain, through the inflation fight, a sense that until the beast is dead, there's always the chance of delivering another cut. And that outlook has been slightly altered after a punishing period for the economy, with rising unemployment, softer GDP and moderating inflation. The board will now not rule anything in or out, as their predictions on the economy are looking more uncertain, with Governor Michelle Bullock saying the war isn't won yet. The RBA is happy with where goods inflation is at the moment, but thinks that the more gradual drop in services inflation could throw a spanner in the works. What will help that challenge is Australia's power prices. Energy has been a thorn in the side for the Reserve Bank after prices took off around the start of the Russian invasion of Ukraine in 2022. But today's welcome news from the regulator is that prices will be going in the other direction and dropping by as much as 7% for households and 10% for businesses across the East Coast. So that helps in the inflation fight, which we're in for the long term. The RBA expects us to reach the target 2-3% range by late 2025. But if we get there sooner than expected, there might be no choice but to cut interest rates quickly. And you can hear more on today's rate decision when I speak to economist Shane Oliver on Money News tonight at 7pm or via your podcast feed. On the winners list, Boral has been subject to a takeover bid from part owners Seven Group, but its shares rose 2.4% today after the board recommended that shareholders reject the current offer. KMD Brands, which looks after Kathmandu and Rip Curl, saw its shares gain more than 2%, despite a drop across group sales in the first half. BHP, Fortescue and Rio Tinto were all up more than 2%, and a huge leap of 53% for Universal Biosensors, who spoke to us on Money News last year after it got FDA approval in America for its coagulation analyzer product to be used in the healthcare space. So good news for them. Heading backwards were the banks. CBA, NAB, ANZ and Westpac all in the red. Telstra lost 1%, while Woolworths and Coles were both down more than 1%. And Setire dropped 0.2% after it said it had updated the checkout flow on its platform in Australia and the US after conducting a review of its policies. The flurry of central bank action saw the Australian dollar weaken against the major currencies. $1 is worth 65.25 US cents, 51.3 British pence, 98 Japanese yen and $1.07 New Zealand. Gold has rebounded up to US $2,162 an ounce. Iron ore futures have the metal back up to 105 US a tonne. Brent crude oil has increased again up over US 86 a barrel. And Bitcoin is back down, now worth 99,884 Aussie dollars. And just finally, there's been an interesting shift for our largest trading partner, China. The country has seen a big rise in the number of couples tying the knot, the first time marriage rates have increased in 9 years. There were 7.6 million newlyweds in China last year, 12% more than the year before. Good news for a country that has an ageing population and is trying to overcome record low birth rates since the controversial one-child policy in the 1980s. The Chinese government has made changes to that policy and reduced the cost of childbirth, education and introduce more generous parental leave policies to try to boost population, which did fall for the second year running in 2023. And China joins a number of major Asian economies like Japan, battling a falling population. South Korea has the lowest birth rate in the world, and that's not good for economic growth. Tonight on the show, we'll have all the analysis of the cash rate and energy price decisions with Shane Oliver, and we'll take the pulse of small businesses. That's all at 7pm tonight on your radio, via streaming or in your podcast feed. I'm Deb Knight. I'll speak to you then.